circus dress, a dancing mess, or robots in the sky. And why do I have to show for it, girl? A bump on my head and a sigh of regret. We won't live forever, you see. She's in cause I'm in, you make. Just sing me the words and say that you'll meet me over there. In empty halls with concrete walls and underneath the stairs. And what do we have to beg for, girl? It's only just starting, you've got the time. So don't back out now, you'll be fine. My truest feelings.
Daniel Rylander with the BKK song here on New York Rocks. Before that, you heard from John Patrick and the Outside Voices, Old Habits, David Curtis, Secret Rendezvous, brand new music to us, and Meg and the Magnetosphere, Same Rain. In studio with us right now, Daniel, welcome.
Hi there, thank you.
It's good to have you in studio again.
I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
Be here.
Yes. Yes. This is actually your second interview today.
Yes, it is, yeah. This is the we can wind down now.
So now you can have, this will be the fun interview.
I guess, yeah.
Are you sure you're going to be able to wind down with him sitting next to you?
He smells good, so yeah, sure.
Well, thank you. Wow, that's better than the alternative.
Yeah,
I'll take that compliment.
Could stink.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah. I like to shower before coming in here. You know, it's a bad habit of mine. What can I say? Well, you're in here today to not talk about showers. You're here to talk about new music.
Yes, new music, new band, new year.
So what is going on with you? You got a lot going on. Start from the beginning.
Well, we just put out a single. We put out Understanding, which I guess we'll play later. on the 6th of January. And it's kind of the start of my new branding, I guess, is what it is. You know, with the new band, Daniel and the Best Dressed, and I'm looking forward to what the new year holds with all this other, you know, good stuff.
With a name like And the Best Dressed, do you always perform in tuxes?
Not quite tuxes, but yeah, we try to keep it classy now. So I've stepped up the with the outfits that they have to show up in. So, and I was talking with somebody about it, and I don't technically have to dress up at all because I'm just Daniel. They're the best dressed.
So that leads to my next question. Whenever the best dressed, which there's two other members in your group,
yeah.
What are their names again?
Nathan Allison is on the drums and Brian Fackelman is on the bass.
So when Nathan and Brian are at their home and they're like, wow, my trash is piling up, I need to go throw that outside or wherever, do they have to get dressed to go outside like really nice, or can they, or is this just like an onstage thing?
I think it's just an onstage thing, but I have had that thought. Like, I have thought, you know, it's like if we're going to really go like and take this, you know, hardcore, we, you know, have to dress up all the time, and I don't even think I have enough like nice outfits to do that. I typically like to throw on ripped up jeans and sweatshirts, so.
Well,
but
I mean,
again, I am just Daniel, so.
There you go. I mean, you do have a reputation to protect with them, so I mean, but then you may be liable for providing them with the clothes. It could get messy, so.
True, it could. I could have to shell out some more money.
How does the audition notice, like, to be in the band look? Does it say, must own three different
like
nice outfits?
Suit coats or something like that. You know what? I might have to, like, print that up and make that a thing. I'm going to shell out contracts and be like, this is what is required of you. I can lounge around naked. You, however, have to dress up.
Well, that'll be an interesting concert.
Right.
Oh, man, I
can't
swallow
wait.
My gum there. All right, that's great.
See, I told you we could just wind down with this interview. And
yeah, wow. We're really
we've taken
doing
it from
that.
0 to 100 real quick.
Well, talking about concerts, where are you this week?
I'll be playing at Wilbert's in Cleveland on the 12th, which is Thursday, and then I'll be playing at the Mustard Seed Cafe in Montrose, the Montrose one, on Friday the 13th. So
now we're gonna hear some live music here in mm-hmm. just a second, and we are gonna hear Understanding in just a bit. Just for people who are listening right now, where can they go to find that if they're listening right now? I want to check that out.
Understanding?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the easiest thing to go to would be Spotify. It's on Spotify right now, or really any your streaming source of choice. You could probably find it. So yeah, either Bandcamp or Spotify.
And now you are under Daniel and the Best Dressed, correct?
Actually, the music is still all under Daniel Rylander.
Okay.
The Best Dressed is more or less a stage name kind of thing. So it's. I feel like I own them. This is, if you go to the Facebook page, it says, you know, all rights reserved by Daniel Rylander Music, copyright 2017. So I guess literally I do.
Wow. Are they listening to this interview right now?
I hope not.
Yeah, because you might not have a band after this.
Notice they're not in studio.
Right. Yeah, I'm taking the Coldplay approach, you know. Chris Martin does all the interviews, and those guys just show up and play gigs, so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what are you going to play here alone and solo without a band?
I think I'll start with an older tune. I'll start with Strawberry Skyline from the first record, Strawberry Skyline.
We've got Daniel Rylander live on Neorex.
Sunshine in my world, and I have tried to forget the way my heart breaks when I'm thinking of you. Oh, you know that it's true, and I know just where you are, and I will find.
sentimental boy. Oh, you know, it's not that hard to go. My body moves in proportion to emotion. So we're not getting far, just forget where you are and try to take it slow. And let go. So many ways to love you, know that I'd do anything just to bring you down on to your knees. So help me, please. I've got to find you. So this is goodbye. Oh, but I can't help just to think about you all the time. And I will wait. But the memories, they never seem to fade away. And you should know that things won't be the same. And how could I just start all over again? If I could know just one more thing to be true. Strawberry skyline, it waits for you. Waits for you. Waits for you. And we waits for you.
Thank you.
Daniel Rylander live on Neo Rocks playing Thursday night.
Thursday night, Wilbert's.
Thursday night, Wilbert's. Friday night at the
Mustard Seed Cafe
in yeah, Montrose.
Montrose, Akron, whatever. Yeah. Akron, Montrose location as opposed to the Highland Square location.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
for those that actually know
yeah.
Akron.
Yeah, right, right. I'm not hip enough to play at the Highland Square one, no. Got a bunch of hipsters down there.
You're working your way up.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Eating tempeh.
Tempeh, yes. Yeah, you and I were talking about tempeh off the air. I'm going to have to give you some recipes that you'll probably ignore. Yeah.
Maybe not ignore them. I mean, I do get like some gift cards to the Mustard Seed every now and then. I might have to go, but do they sell it like wholesale? I mean, how does it come?
The tempeh? Yeah, it comes in a package. It's it looks disgusting. Kind of looks like brains.
Okay.
But it's delicious.
And I believe it.
You're really selling this right now.
No, that's all right. I like to try lots of things, so I should try it.
Well, as soon as we're done with this the interview, I will definitely get you some awesome you know, recipes.
I appreciate it.
That's what you get here at Neo Rocks for coming on the show.
Tempeh recipes.
That's what we do.
Tunes and tempeh.
I noticed you have a lot of unique chord structures there that you play with, and I'm saying to myself, you've got to play more instruments than just a guitar. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
What else do you play?
I play piano and drums and ukulele.
Ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The ukulele.
Do you have any ukulele on any of the songs, your recordings?
Well, I put out a ukulele EP in 2015 called "The Memoirs of a Poolside Romance." So that is all centralized around the ukulele. So, and I think you guys might actually have a tune, the Lullaby for the Sunshine.
We do, yeah.
Ukulele version.
Lullaby for the Sunshine. We've got.
Yeah.
So what a cool instrument.
It is so neat, and there's some more songs coming down the pipe. Eventually, that'll still have the ukulele in them. So,
now one of the songs that we're going to be playing very soon, of course, is "Understanding." Mm-hmm. Correct. Now, this isn't actually the first time it was recorded. Correct.
Correct.
It was recorded on a different. Right. I'm always interested. You know, when musicians do this, it was recorded on a different album. Why did you want to redo it? What was what was the point behind that?
Well, yeah, like we were talking about "Memoirs of a Poolside Romance." So that's the record that it did appear on originally, and it was just a piano ballad. And actually, the song originally started on the guitar. You know, it is a much different version. And then I was like, well, this is kind of a weird version. Maybe I'll go back to it later. So I was like, let's just put out the piano version because I knew I wanted to come back to it and amp it up and make it a full band thing. But, you know, I always try to, as I'm sure a lot of musicians do, is try to stay relevant and make sure that, you know, we're all putting out music. Pretty consistently.
Right.
So that's kind of what Understanding was for me. If on that kind of a level, but I also wanted to go back and as I was, kind of getting to know the song more and fleshing it out with the band and whatnot, it just started being a song that was really, really important for me because 2016 was a terrible year for me. The people I've talked to have, said it was a really rough year for them. So so that's what Understanding just kind of became. Like the song to me just kind of embodies like, we shouldn't let our mistakes kind of define who we are or let other people think of us, because of our, think of us a certain way right. because of our mistakes. I think that, and that applies to, me and everybody else. Like, we shouldn't judge books by covers, based on what we think we may know. So I think, the song for me is just, it's just a reminder to treat, everybody how we want to be treated and just to be more understanding of people's situations. And I think it's, perfect going into the, the end of the new year because, we've got so many societal issues on such a large scale. So, hopefully the song is just some small reminder to whoever wants to listen to it that, just be cool, man, and just do you.
Will that be the B-side, just be cool, man?
Just be cool, man. Yeah, it'll be a ukulele song.
So because you play so many different instruments, when you go into studio, is it primarily you? Or do you bring in your other band members to involve and do if you do have your other band members, do you find yourself going, but I really want it to be played like this?
Yeah, no, it's great that you should bring that up because Strawberry Skyline was 100% me and the producer I was working with. Then I kind of opened up a little bit, and with Memoirs of a Poolside Romance, my little brother came in because he was drumming with me for a while. And he came in and did some drum tracks on, I'd say, about 50% of the record. And then I did the other 50%, whether it be drums or percussion or whatever. And then with the two singles that I put out more recently, A White Elephant back in November and now Understanding just last week, I did have Brian come in and lay down all the bass, whereas before Wes, the producer at Creekside Audio, was doing a lot of the bass because I don't play bass. I'm sure I could figure it out, but I've heard bass is one of those instruments that it's easy to learn but really hard to master, so I just leave it to the master. So no, Brian came in and did bass on White Elephant, now Understanding. So I'm starting to open it up a little bit more, but drums are kind of my playground, so like it's going to be really difficult for me to have Nathan come in and do any drums on any, records or songs coming up because I'll probably be like, nah, man, it has to be this way.
Did you start off on drums?
I did, yeah. I started playing drums when I was 6 and then kind of, I've gotten away from it and it kills me. And I always, when I talk to people about it, like drums will always be my first love. just because it's, you know, it's what I started on and it's what I love doing most. So that's probably, yeah, tracking drums is probably one, you know, one of my favorite things to do in the studio. So it's hard for me to give that up.
Yeah.
So it probably won't happen. Sorry, Nate.
Wow, we're bursting all of the bubbles out of your band.
I mean, it's like, just go be, you know, go be the best dressed and look good somewhere. I'll drum.
Oh, man. You do realize this is going to be on a podcast at some point,
absolutely.
So they will hear
and
this.
And I will share links with them later tonight. Be like, watch this.
Well, how about another song here in the studio? What are you going to play for us?
This is a newer song that is not out. And I don't know when it'll be out, but I like playing it. So this is called Move. And I ain't got no taken by the things you do, and the words come out so easily, and get caught up on my jealousy, and still I held my tongue, and if you wanna run, I'll be right here. It's your party, so all these people you ought to know, I'll get your coat, and I'll keep real quiet as I slip into the room and make up all your lies. And I watch you move as you fall into the groove. You know you get me high. And I don't wanna come down. Saw him catch your eye as I kissed your cheek and we said goodbye. And the moon shone with a colder hue as the clouds rolled in to block his view. And still you held his gaze and played the games you play as on escape. Sold my dreams and what's left of my memories there for sleep, where the hours move like the seasons changing the colors when I think of you. Oh, you make me sway and bend beneath the weight of every passing day, that you'll never come round. Oh, I've been missing you for weeks now, and I don't wanna go out, even though I'm letting myself down. No, but you feel the same.
Daniel Rylander, live on NeoRax. He's playing Thursday night at Wilbert's downtown, then Friday at the Mustard Seed down in Montrose.
Yes.
So we heard you tonight. We're going to hear your new track in just a little bit, but people can actually see you in the pages of the Cleveland Scene magazine, correct? You were the Band of the Week.
Yeah, we were the Band of the Week last week, thanks to Jeff Neisel over there at Cleveland Scene taking the time to talk to me about all that good stuff. So yeah, we're really super blessed to have that opportunity. So, yes.
So now I'm sure you posted a link to that article.
Yes, that article is on the Daniel and the Best Dressed page. So if you're on Facebook, you can find it there.
Search Daniel and the Best Dressed.
Yeah, Daniel and the Best Dressed. Or at Daniel Rylander.com, there is a tab that you can click on. It'll redirect you to the Facebook page. I've tried to make it as easy as possible. So if people go to danielrylander.com, they can literally find, I would hope, everything that they could possibly be looking for.
R-Y-L-A-N-D-E-R.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Well.
Relander, no.
Daniel, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me. It's always a blast.
And we've been talking about it for the last 20 minutes or so. We're finally going to play the track.
Sweet. Can't wait to hear it.
Here's Understanding by Daniel Rylander, live on NeoRex.
To my share of one too many funerals, and I can't replace the ones you love. I fell for that chase and not for the one who I was chasing over. And you'll learn to hate what I'll become. And I could tell you anything you wanted to hear. Oh, but the truth is all you need. I could try to pull myself down from the heights of the attic of soul. But the truth is all you.